Hey, this is Bri.
This is Kyle.
Merc.
And this is Zero Issues Comic Podcast. That's the part that's going to cut in on this, great.
No, I'm fine with that.
So, hey, fellas.
Hey, Bri.
Hey, so we are, this is a kind of an interesting episode. We are fresh off FanCon. The three of us were at FanCon in Thunder Bay, which was, I don't even know what day it is, but.
18th?
The 18th, sure.
The 18th of July.
Yep, so we were there today selling some comics.
Day one of two for the FanCon, which it's their first FanCon they've ever done. So it was, yeah. It was pretty small, but it was a nice, it was a good beginning. It was nice
See
that there was not many people showing up and not many people supporting it, and that, you know, they're actually trying to do it. So
a lot of folks, you know, seemed like they were having a good time. Yeah. They had, like, Walter Koenig there, and they had
Daphne Ashbrook
from Doctor Who, and so, you know, it was cool. It was very cool. And again, like, I've been to a few conventions, and I know Merc's been to a bunch, and typically living in Thunder Bay, Ontario, that means you gotta drive at least 8 hours in some other direction to get to something, so.
Yeah, it was nice that I could drive home in, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was my first convention as a vendor or as just a person there.
Yeah.
Really?
That's first awesome. Ever.
First ever.
Mine first as a vendor as well, and again, it was just sort of like, oh, like, Merc said, hey, why don't you join me? We have a table, and, so it was like, I'd better print a thing that I could sell, so, and we both kind of did that, right?
Yeah, we were like, oh, we need stuff, we need content.
Yeah, so we got some content, so.
Kyle was up till 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Printing stuff.
It's a good time. Up till 5, and then getting up at 8 to go to the con.
Yeah.
So as soon as I got home, I slept.
Yeah.
And then I woke up to come here and do this podcast.
He's a trooper. He's a pro. It's so
dedication.
That's what we got. Yeah.
So okay. If I'm dead by the time this episode comes out, I mean, I'm not going to say what killed me. I think we can all figure it out.
Yeah. But he died doing what he loved.
Drinking.
Masturbating. Sorry.
Combining the two. In fun ways.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
We were saying that this is a rare event where it's usually we record several weeks in advance, mm-hmm. and then the podcast comes out, and it's often, like, we often don't pick topical issues, per se.
No,
we have sort of themes we're going through, and something that's kind of doesn't depend on you knowing what's happened recently in comics or anything, because...
Which I actually kind of like, because then it's it doesn't date it or anything like that, but at the same time, this is going to be one of those rare events where we're recording on a Saturday night, and this is going to be released on the Wednesday, and so we have a chance to kind of do slightly more topical or recent events, and there's been a couple of things that have popped up recently that are worth talking about.
It's been an interesting couple of weeks, and it's funny because last episode, if you listened to that one, and if you did, thank you. We, to a certain degree, the royal we, kind of tried to very meanly pitch DC Comics on the concept of fun and how it would be great if they do some of that, and. We recorded that weeks prior, but, like, 3 or 4 days before that episode went online, they announced a new direction for Batgirl, and it's being drawn by Babs Tarr and written by Cameron Stewart and Brendan Fletcher, and it's the whole thing, it's just fun. Like, the whole idea is just like, oh, it's a fun Batgirl book, and it just looks like just awesome.
Not so heavy, serious, Frank Miller-esque sort of approach as everything seems to be nowadays, and,
It seems like the dismemberment level is going to be quite low, which is a pleasant surprise.
It's less a very special episode of Fresh Prince and more regular episode of Fresh Prince.
Exactly. One's, you know, you're just having a good time. Just having a good time with... And it's funny because me personally, I've already pre-ordered that issue, number 35, coming out in October. just so everyone knows. And that will be the first DC comic that I've actually purchased in over 3 years. So the new 52
Really?
The new 52, like, completely, it's not like I've talked poorly about the new 52 in the past. But it managed to completely turn me off of that entire company. Like, I'd kept up with what was happening, and I, like, you'd see, like, some, like, scans here and there, like, not issue, whole issues, but, like, scans daily kind of a thing. Like, I'd follow what was going on in certain things, like, say, like, Batman by Scott Snyder, right? Which was, you know, that's considered quite good, and I've sort of followed what's happening, but I haven't actually bought any of it. But this, yeah, just seeing that really cool new costume design and just seeing, like, the clear tone they were going for, that, yeah, that was able to, that was good.
Yeah.
It convinced me, so I'm buying a DC comic again in the future, so.
You've only got to start with one.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you're going to be buying. 52. I don't know what else they put out.
Yeah, there's, I don't know how many more, but, yeah.
You're going to be buying at least 3 different Green Lantern books.
Oh, for sure. It does feel, though, I mean, like, it feels like it almost like a direct response to kind of what Marvel's had so much success with lately, because they have, like, sort of certain characters that are sort of, like, kind of existing in their own bubble.
Well, like the Hawkeye thing.
Yeah, like or She-Hulk or Daredevil or Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel. All the books that, incidentally, I'm buying from Marvel currently, so it's like, that's the kind of thing I enjoy from superhero comics, which is, like, I'm
looking for the Bri brand.
I thought you had giant crossovers.
No, well, yeah, yeah.
Interlocking covers? That's not your thing? That was your thing.
Not so much.
Yeah.
So this is a very promising sign. I hope it sells well, and I hope that they decide to keep going down that direction and maybe let some of their characters not be completely miserable for 5 minutes. That'd be neat. Okay, I got a little mad again.
You know what? You're tempering your optimism.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay to do that, because you know what? The book might not be perfect.
Oh, I'm...
You know, I have to admit, and Kyle and I talked about this earlier today, that my initial reaction, and the way that Kyle responded, kind of tempered what I'm thinking now, but I feel like I should express this anyways, is that my initial response to seeing the stuff about this Batgirl series, I agree it's the fun thing, and it's like, oh, look, it's a lighter approach, but I was seeing more kind of the, I don't even know how to describe it, like the fashion-y sort of approach to girls and appealing to girls and, oh, look, and I have like this, I look like this, and I'm dressed like, I don't know, like, and maybe it's I'm totally off base, but it just seemed like a weird thing. But the way that Kyle responded was, well, look at regular comics, like every other costume, the women with the huge boobs and whatever.
She could have had a big bat-shaped cutout on her upper chest.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which would have fallen in line with a certain, like, '90s image design sort of sensibility.
I was kind of overreacting to it. But at the same time, that was my initial response. Right. It was like, oh, okay, you're trying to appeal to the girls, but then appealing to them by being that traditional stereotypical girly thing, in a way. And that's what I got. Well, I don't know if it is. Obviously, I have no idea.
I don't really think it is exactly, because I think if you look at that outfit, it's a really very cool update of, like, the 66, like,
I don't know, I just kind
of... Batman TV costume, yeah, like, the purple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, not, that, well, motorcycle, okay. It's, like, the purple motorcycle jacket looks super cool, and, again, like, the yellow Doc Martens, which are real, and, apparently, as soon as they announced that thing, they sold out, like, they were selling, like, crazy.
Oh, really?
Like, oh, yeah, like, people were buying those yellow women's Doc Martens, like, crazy, so... You can't really, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, there's a certain fashion element in play there, but there pretty much should be. Like, superheroes should look cool.
And that's the weird thing. It's like, that was just my initial reaction.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes and no. It's not that. Well, like, really, I don't give a shit about Batgirl, I'll be honest. I'm probably not going to buy it. But, whatever.
It's
a fun book, it's a fun book.
It's a fun book. Yeah.
It's the thing. It's like,
I wish them all, the creators, the best. And,
of course. Whatever. It's one of those things where, like, I
bless you, sir.
Yeah.
Fuck them. No, kidding.
I like Barbara Gordon. I wouldn't say she's my favorite, like, Batman Bat character at all, but, I mean, I like her. But, I mean, again, it's like, if her being fun is cool, like, it took a lot for me to kind of get past her not being Oracle anymore.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, again, but if they sort of launched with this, where it's like, hey, we're going to make this a lot of fun, They were going to make her really, like, a cool, fun character.
I just hope...
I would have been okay with that, but it seemed instead it was just, like, you know, they launched her, like, oh, she's Batgirl again. She's not, you know, she's not representing those with disabilities anymore. Yeah, you know, yeah. Which just felt like such a weird, tone-deaf thing to do. But, I mean, if they had
but
actually
But at the same time,
of,
you're rereading the whole thing, you can't suddenly... You introduce her as somebody in a wheelchair. Like, you could, but it... I don't, that would seem almost more pandering to me.
Not necessarily. If it's part of the backstory, part of the character,
but
if it's
New 52, that oh, okay, that's well. Like, you know, everybody's been kind of...
Oh, no, but they specifically, it was a weird situation there, because they reintroduced her, but, like, they pretty much kept most of the Batman canon, if not intact,
right. Yeah,
but they
yeah,
kept, like,
true.
The broad strokes of it intact, yeah. So yeah. She was Oracle, and she was crippled, and then
she got better.
And then, yeah, she got healed somehow, which seems worse.
Yeah. Okay,
I didn't know that,
so that makes sense. Yeah.
They had a chance, they could have just rebooted it. It's like, yeah, that didn't happen. And then it's like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you still lose that sort of representation, but at the same time, it's like, well, it's not like you, like, went back on it exactly. You just rebooted the character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But in this case, it's like, no, we need to have our cake and eat it, too. And instead, it just made it kind of, I don't know, it just didn't feel right.
There was cake everywhere.
It's, you know, it's a cool look.
Cake and pie living together. Mass hysteria.
Man, we need to do more Ghostbusters references.
We do.
There's one listener for sure I know who will love that.
Bill Murray.
Yeah. He's a big fan. Big fan of the show.
He is.
But he told us that if we told you guys that nobody would believe us.
Yep.
And no one does.
Exactly.
So you know what? It all works out.
It's
all
right. He punched me in the balls.
Well, he does that.
That doesn't seem nice. He spit on my face.
that's just slander.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
So we talked a little bit about Batgirl, and that's been one of the current things.
Looks good. Pre-order it.
What else has been current? There's two major things that stick out in my mind.
Well, there's three technically, but only two of them people seem real worked up about.
The other one I really don't care about.
And this is going to be a conversation,
yeah.
I think. But yeah. What do you want to start with?
Do you want to start with Cap?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's start with
Cap. They're both pretty heavy hitter kind of things. So
oh, yeah. And,
in their own ways.
It's weird because we go from Batgirl, which was like a very, very positive response
yep.
online, where everyone was just like, it just seemed like everyone could not stop gushing love at how this looks. And again, there's a lot of positive response to this too, but it can be very overshadowed by the negative.
How about we do with this?
Yeah.
We'll say what they both are, because really, I'm sure everybody...
Oh, of course.
Knows anything
yeah.
about comics.
And this is
knows.
Actually new when you're listening to this, if you're
yeah.
listening to it when it first come
the,
out.
The two,
relatively.
The two big things are that, and everybody knew that Captain America was not going to be Steve Rogers in the near future, but they didn't know who was going to take his place.
Right.
And it was just announced that Sam Wilson, the Falcon, was going to become Captain America, which means he's an African-American Captain America, which... We can get into the specifics about history and whatever.
We'll get into the specifics, yeah. Not in a while. Yeah.
There's that. And then the other thing that came out was that Thor, there was going to be another Thor introduced. And it's not a replacement. And this is where it got weird, at least for me, was reading people's responses. That there was a female Thor. It was a woman who was going to become Thor. In some sort of fashion by being worthy of handling Mjolnir.
Yeah, Thor loses his worthiness.
Yeah.
He does something that makes him unworthy.
And he
knows what he did.
And yeah, and anybody who's unworthy cannot lift the hammer, so he loses it. And he's supposed to go back to, I can't remember the name of the battle axe, but Jason Aaron introduced this big battle axe.
Is he still writing the new...
He's going to be writing the new female-led Thor.
And I think that's the same... Isn't it the same with Cap? Isn't Rick Remender still writing that?
I'm not sure who's doing
that.
I
could
writing.
Be wrong. That
all
might
I,
be wrong, but it's you know what I mean? Like,
all I read was that... I'm like, oh, Jason Aaron is doing the female Thor? I'm like, it's going to be fantastic.
Because
I love... His Thor run has been the best Thor run in forever. And I'm sure I've talked about that 14 times.
We're pro. I think all three of us are very pro Jason Aaron.
Yes.
This is firmly pro Jason Aaron podcast.
But the thing is, with both of those announcements, and it's not like this female Thor is replacing Thor. There, he will still exist.
Yeah, he's still a guy named Thor.
That was the weird thing. It seemed like a lot of people were going, oh, you've made Thor a woman now? Like, as if the character suddenly switched genders. And yeah. It's like, well, no, that's not what's happening. You're not going to lose Thor.
And also, no Asgardian has switched genders before, right? So it's not like that's a thing you can do, right? Like, and it's not like that was actually kind of popular and people kind of were okay with it.
That's my favorite Loki. I got to say, that was an awesome, and partially just the art. The way that she was depicted, I was like, that looks awesome. I just, the face looked fantastic. And it just totally fit the character. But yeah, just the response from that, from both of those stories has been,
how dare you?
It's been, you know what I mean? Like,
you're desecrating America, and like the lists of people saying, I'm never buying Marvel again. What?
I question, though, how many of the people writing that actually regularly buy Marvel in the first place.
Exactly.
I am sure there are people who have no, like, don't read the comics and are like, maybe watch the movies and
they don't like the movies, and that's fine, but they don't, and they're like, I actually called a couple of them out and then I never heard a response. There was one guy who was like, I'm a huge fan of Thor and I'm a collector, blah, 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 and this is an outrage. This is never, like, how could you do this? This has never happened. Which is not true.
Was your response very a picture of Frog Thor?
Yeah, really. Frog Thor. And it, like, Thor has been changed into a woman. They were kind of alternate universes.
They did it in Earth X.
Yeah. Right.
Odin, to teach him a lesson, changed him into a woman because he was treating women so bad. This is, you know.
Yeah. And then, again, there's been female, like, versions of Thor. There's Thor Girl.
Yeah, there's been female versions, and there's also been female characters who have handled, that sounds weird.
Handled Mjolnir
before, but have been worthy of picking Mjolnir up.
Of course.
Including, like, Wonder Woman.
In the Marvel vs. DC crossover, which, it's weird. It's not, that's, I wouldn't consider that a good comic.
No, but I'm just saying, there's precedent, although I didn't realize I was reading about this. Everybody kept saying that Rogue had done it, and I was like, when did Rogue do it?
I think that was like a...
It was a what if. But then Storm is probably one of the biggest ones. Mm-hmm. Although it wasn't actually Mjolnir, but it was a similar one. Yeah, exactly.
And I will say this right now, if you ever want to have Storm take over that title and actually lift Mjolnir, I will buy it, absolutely. I love Storm, and that look of her as...
X-Men Annual Number 9, drawn by Art Adams, is one of my favorite comics of all time.
Yeah.
Hands down. And there's that whole winged thing on the side and the mohawk, and it was just the coolest thing.
Is that an action figure? Because I'll buy it, in a heartbeat.
You can make your own. You just have to get these other pieces from these 700 toys.
You can create a 7-inch Storm.
Now, how are you at soldering?
You know that we've lost the entire, like, action figure customizer audience right now.
Well, you know. Sorry, Jeff.
Oh, God. Alrighty.
Just kidding, Jeffrey.
So, I mean, there's that. Even Falcon as Captain America, which, one, I mean, there's certain arguments, like, how do you replace Steve Rogers' Captain America? They did recently.
They've done it.
Yeah.
Like, dozens of times.
That's my only issue with it, is it's been, what, 2 years since he came back?
Yeah, it's been, well... Yeah,
but
it's
is it years. Is it because it's he's been replaced?
Like, no, that's not the main reason.
Oh, you just mean, like, the quick turnaround?
Well, yeah, I've seen people sort of say how do you do that? It's like, well, it's happened constantly.
Yeah.
Like, have it's constantly.
Have you read comics before?
That dude either...
And that's the other thing, is that people are, like, recoiling so much... And that was one of my main comments. It was like, you know what? Wait 4 months and it'll change.
Yeah.
You'll be all good.
Yeah.
They killed Superman? What? You're never going to have him again? Like, oh, God. Did you really expect that?
It's not as if these characters bring in, like, just untold millions of dollars into a corporation or anything. So, yeah, let's just wipe them out. But, again, that's very specific. Like, Bucky replaced Cap years back, and it didn't seem like there was such a big to do about it. Nobody seemed
seemed to think it was kind of cool, actually.
People liked John Walker. And it was good. Yeah. Again, like, these are things where nobody really, for some strange reason, For some reason, I can't figure out what it is, but some people seem real upset about the Falcon being Captain America, and it's...
You know why? It's because Eagle is the American national animal.
It's not a falcon. Yeah. Oh, that must be it. Yeah, only reason that it could possibly be.
I wrote a song that expresses...
Does it go a little something like this?
It goes a little something like
this. Do you have a song?
I do. When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those that try to oppose his shield must yield. He's not white anymore, there's a big uproar, but it's not the first time if you're really keeping score. When the fans of Captain America throw their bigoty shield.
Wow.
You like that?
That's very nice.
Oh, man. That was like, hey, share that around. That's a good response right there.
We're going to release that as a ringtone.
We should, yeah.
There you go.
Only $2.
Go to my website and say
that. Yeah. That's great. But yeah, that's definitely the situation there. And a lot of people are very specifically like outraged that, you know, how dare Captain America be a black man, it's not the first time.
Can we talk about that? Yes, let's talk about that.
Please, let's do that.
There was a black guy. There were several, to be fair.
Yes.
I was trying to research this, and I had a memory of there being at least two, and I was trying to figure out where and how it falls into
the one that I'm thinking of is Red, White, and Black.
Right. Is it Red, White, and Black?
Yeah.
Is it Truth?
Yeah, it was
Truth.
Truth.
Yeah. Truth.
Which was, that was heavy. Like, it was getting into, like, actual sort of historical, like, experimenting on African-American men, trying to recreate the super soldier serum after Steve Rogers and like just the horrific crimes done. It's like, yeah, but stuff like that in history has happened and it's terrible. And it was, you know, and it made a really good, kind of use that as kind of a,
very, it's a powerful story. Powerful.
Oh yeah. Plan. Very powerful criticism of, you know, well, to say the very least, condemnation of stuff that sort of has like a parallel in real life.
And especially it's a thing that's an iconic, he's Captain America. It's the icon of liberty and freedom and blah, blah, blah. When it's like, you know what? There's a flip side to it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you have a history that is very dark and very disturbing.
And, I mean, Captain America is...
And you can't shy away from that. So,
oh, of course not. I mean, and again, Captain America's history as a character, it's always been sort of... Again, he represents an ideal, and there's always been an element of, like, people trying to corrupt that image and that ideal throughout that he has... You know what I mean? I think that's a good story in that kind of a vein, but... Yeah. But again, yeah. So you've had that sort of a thing before, and I mean, you know, I remember there being, again, weirdly enough, even just like that story existing seemed to set certain people off in a certain way.
Yeah.
Back then.
But Captain America can't be involved in shady things. Well, it's not his fault.
No.
But
really, like the character of Captain America, Steve Rogers has dealt with.
Some heavy stuff.
Oh, yeah. Fairly regularly. Like, he tends to bond, like most characters, will bounce back and forth between the lighter stuff and then goes into dark and lighter stuff, dark, whatever. But, like that's why he quit being Captain America for a certain amount of time and became the captain because he was like, look what my country is doing and I can't just follow blindly these orders and blah, blah, blah. And that's when.
Nomad.
Oh, and then there was Nomad, too.
That's, showing off that chest.
Yeah. Oh, and let's also say that this is not the first time that the Falcon has been Captain America.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's right.
He's been here before, so this is not new.
Yep.
This is not brand spanking new.
No. Nope.
But it's internet new.
Yeah, really. Yeah. But he hasn't been in a movie yet.
Yeah.
They just introduced Falcon, and he's only a sidekick.
Yeah, he's only been around for, you know, like a couple, maybe a year or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I do kind of, again, like, I Anthony Mackie as the Falcon in Winter Soldier was, like, so good.
I wasn't sure how they were going to do the character.
Yeah.
Because it could come off really hokey and weird, and like, there's 100 different incarnations it could have done. It was done really well.
Yeah.
I love how they handled him in that. Yeah. I mean, like, it was sort of like, I saw... You know, the trailers and the posters and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, he's not going to really be that integral. He was, again, considering, again, there was a lot going on in that movie, he was way more integral than I thought, and I thought that he was, you know what I mean?
Especially considering you've built up these cadre of characters that
yeah,
that have weight and substance in the storyline already, and you know like what's like going
Fury
on.
And Black Widow.
You put Fury and Black Widow and everybody, and then all of a sudden you have this guy that's like really been introduced 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
all of a sudden, oh,
he's like, hey, what's up? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, yeah. Let's do that.
I'll throw my wings on and I'm in.
You got a handful of like already kind of at that point long-running Avengers characters and Robert Redford.
Yeah.
And then again, like Anthony Mackie, like totally like when he was on the screen, it was like, yeah, man, he's great. Yeah. Like, yeah, I actor. Fell in love with his character. Yeah. Like I fell in love with the Falcon in that movie, like a lot. Like it was really well done. So it's like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And the movies do influence the comics as we know.
Yes.
So it seems like, you know, somebody sort of has some buzz going from the movies, they're going to be pushing them. And this is cool. I like this. Like, I'm not reading Captain America right now.
No, I've read it off and on for years and years. I'm not reading it right now. But yeah. It's been one of those ones that I often go back to.
Right.
But, yeah.
And he's keeping his wings, isn't he? I saw pictures where he's still got the Falcon wings, but also the shield, and it's like Captain America's suit.
When Captain America is black, he's always got your back.
Once you go, I forget.
Once Cap goes black, Bucky never comes back.
Well, to be fair, we could have a black Bucky. He's already got the costume.
Wait, what?
You know what I'm talking
about?
Who?
Patriot. No. Oh, Patriot! Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is like totally just a Bucky costume.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
What has been happening with him? Because
I have no idea.
Because he showed up in Young... Well, someone in a Patriot costume showed up in Young Avengers who was not him. Distinctly okay. not him. Or it was a very weird situation and nobody knew where he was. And as far as I know, he sort of like quit the team and then just like went off and nobody knew what happened to him. So he could come back and he should.
Why not? Captain America needs a Bucky. Like Batman needs a Robin.
Not really the same at all.
Nope.
What, to throw him off a missile?
to try to kill him years later.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then replace him.
Yeah.
We're building
a universe here.
Yeah.
Got all the blocks.
I would argue that the Falcon, that Sam Wilson is more... I think he...
He's more integrated into the... And integral
I feel
into
like
the...
he's more qualified to be Captain America.
Oh, qualified, yeah. I was going to say that he's more...
Maybe again, like, Bucky's history is... It was at the same in the comics, right? I think where he was like, frozen, right? Like, cryogenically frozen?
Yeah.
Oh,
They pulled him out when he needed to do a job and then put him back under, and that's why he's
Well, they
not.
Found him... Well, I don't know whether they caught him as he came off the explosion.
Sorry. Again, I didn't read Rebound. The full thing. Yeah. I need to read the full actual comics that actually... Yeah, but...
At one point, that was the point I was... Yeah. Reading Captain America again, I was like, this is awesome. And then they did a movie of it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, again, one could argue that Sam Wilson has, you know, as much experience as Bucky at this point. If you look at the, you know, add up the actual times they've been, you know, in the field and whatnot. And also has the perk of not having so much baggage.
Yeah.
Emotional, psychological baggage.
You can write a very new take on the character and it's not going to, you know, be a huge stretch.
Yeah.
Because he has a lot of different qualifications where he can come in. You can have him as a scientist, you can have him as a soldier, you can have him as just your average Joe.
Yeah.
You can do a lot with the character because he doesn't have a huge following. Like, people know who he is, but they're not.
But he's
like,
got a lot of facets to his personality through the years.
Yes.
And that's the other thing, when you were saying that he maybe is more qualified, I thought you were going to say that he's actually more, like an integral part to Cap's history, which like Bucky's more consistent. Like Bucky was there, and okay, of course that's like a pivotal moment. That it was that one moment where him and Bucky blah blah explosion, and he's frozen.
Yeah.
But at the same time, right after that, it's what like I have the issue when I own the issue where Falcon had his first appearance in Captain America. Captain America 17 or something, 14.
Right.
And it's,
I have
like,
a whole
that's
bunch
early
of them.
On. And
I have a whole bunch of them, like, around that time. And I think I have a few actual, the issues when, like, Kirby came back and was doing...
And then there's it was Captain America and the Falcon.
That was the title.
For years.
Yeah, exactly, for quite a long time. And they've been a consistent pairing for such a long stretch, much more than Bucky ever was.
Yeah,
so,
that's the thing. And then there's...
It feels more natural to me, in a way.
But I think it's depending on when you came into comics and how much you've explored the previous stuff, he really hasn't been around that much in the past, like, say, 20 years compared to the previous 20.
Sure.
Yeah.
Much more part of Cap's history, early, like, 60s and 70s.
There was a certain point.
And then you hit the 80s, and it really took a twist, and he seemed to kind of disappear a little bit.
Yeah, he became sort of one of those ensemble characters.
They would throw him in every once in a while, but he was really not a character on his own at all.
Right. Which, unfortunate, because I think he's a good character, and you know what I mean? Like, I'm reading a bunch of Marvel comics right now, and I'm reading too many comics, but that's sort of one I'm kind of like, maybe I'll pick that up and see how that is. I'm curious about that.
All I can say is, I'm going to get her out on the Falcon. Is it bad?
It's
I wrote that down. I'm going to get her out on the Falcon.
You weren't here on the ride here, sure, but occasionally... Sure. There's been a few attempts tonight with Kyle present where somebody just had to make a Han Solo reference. Just had to. Even though it didn't make any...
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
There's never a wrong time to make a Han Solo reference.
I know.
So...
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom!
Oh, no!
At the Hall of Doom.
That's a new one.
That is a new one. So should we talk about the other character then? We have Cap being Falcon, or Falcon being Cap, rather, being the big thing. The other big thing was Thor, a female Thor.
Yeah, and we went into that a bit.
But really, there was a huge uproar.
Yeah.
Like, that, I saw more of an uproar, I have to say. Maybe it's just the stuff I happen to see and what I follow and people that I follow it.
They were timed at, like, the... Like, they came... Those...
They were like side within, by side.
Like, right side by side. Yeah, like, it was very interesting. Like, I usually they'd make a big announcement like that and space it out a bit. It seemed like it was bang, bang, and it seemed like there was a big flurry of response to it that was kind of...
Well, it was really, this was part of a whole package deal. Yeah, there was that, and we'll even mention the other one was the Superior Iron Man thing.
Right.
Sweet iPod armor.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all iPod.
You kind of grimaced when you say it.
His iTech armor.
Yeah.
He's
not Android anymore.
About 7 years late on this, but, you know, that's okay.
Thought he was the Golden Avenger, but not anymore.
He's
anyway.
Iron Man 5S.
Yeah.
But then it was also, there was the new Avengers being kind of touted, it seems, that they're aiming for, like, a whole group of, since, like, Thor is kind of out, Cap is kind of out, you have the new Thor, the new Cap, the Superior Iron Man. There was, like, I'm not even sure if it's like they're supposed to make them all Avengers. Maybe you guys know better than I do.
There was that image. They had that whole image. Like,
was it
Doctor Strange was in there?
Ant Man, Medusa, Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Scarlet Witch.
Yeah. And they specifically
Harry
had
Potter, Batman.
That
feels like that's gonna get him into trouble. Batman,
D'Artagnan, Barbie.
Han Solo, which I really like.
Mayor McCheese, he's bringing a lot to the team.
I feel like Mayor McCheese has earned his Avengers membership at this point.
Avengers assemble!
Listen,
I have cheeseburgers!
He manages to serve as mayor without anyone eating his head. So, I mean, you know, he's doing okay. It's a challenge.
There's at least 4 jokes in that.
And we will not touch on any of them.
Have you noticed the rest of his body is also, like, completely covered? Like, he wears gloves, he wears shoes. I'm assuming the rest of his body is also made out of hamburger.
Just, his finger just is, like, a bunch of tiny cheeseburgers all stacked up.
You can't...
Or he's just all ground beef.
It doesn't
It's like he's been burned as a child.
I don't really pick it up in the commercials, but when he moves around, it's, like, just...
Like, Mayor, just go to your office. You totally gross me out.
Welcome to episode 13 of the Mayor McCheese cast.
Mayor?
Now that's definitely
Maybe we should call Rob
thing.
Ford. Maybe yeah. Rob Ford, we should call Mayor McCheese from now on.
Topical humor.
I think so.
Yeah.
Hopefully only for a few more months.
Yeah.
Talk about change.
Yeah.
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 But Thor.
Thor, exactly.
Thor, yes. And then I saw a bigger response online to the Thor thing that I did, the Cap thing. And
really?
Again, that could be just what I happen to be reading, which posts I happen to see. But it was, like, just recoiling. And a lot of people just didn't seem to understand that it wasn't replacing the character. It wasn't like Thor suddenly became female, and then, you know, that's it.
Which I will say, I would also be fine with that.
Excuse me. True. But the thing is, it was like, no, there's a female Thor, and originally, and I thought it was going to be that Angela, because they're introducing her
as Thor
and Loki's sister.
Right.
Long-lost sister from the 10th realm, like, introducing a whole other realm, which is pretty big in Asgardian kind of news.
I must ask, have they locked down, like, do they permanently own that character, or is that...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's, like, just permanently.
Yeah.
It's not gonna get snatched away, like, from McFarlane.
As far as I know, that's what I've heard.
Okay.
But I you never know.
It's just Neil Gaiman just sold it. Like, just, I guess. There you go.
Yep. Mm. Thanks very much.
I don't want it.
F you, Todd.
Yeah. Hey, you know, fair enough.
I like Spawn, and Spawn's playing with a baseball. It's a baseball that I bought that it cost $1 million.
Todd McFarlane got a mouthful of Mary McCheese there.
Oh, see, and we kind of go back to the joke thing.
Well, we burned our bridges with Tom McFarlane.
You gotta, yeah.
We're never gonna have completely unarticulated action figures of ourselves now.
Damn it!
Exactly. It's always what I wanted. I wanted it's just a statue. That's what I want.
But it isn't going to be Angela, because Angela's included in that picture that we're talking about.
That's potentially
she is not part of that. So then that begs the question, who is this? My guess is it's Valkyrie.
She's blonde. There are a few options there.
Yeah.
There's...
You could introduce a completely new character.
Oh, yeah. And
Which
might be the case, and that's cool. I mean, again, like, it's a Thor replacement, so I guess, you know, odds are blonde. But, you know, yeah. So there's Valkyrie, which would be a cool choice.
I think that's the most logical.
Yeah. Asgardian just makes sense.
Yeah.
Has she factored into the Jason Aaron run at all, though?
No.
Then again, I mean, I was thinking, like, again, there's also Thor Girl who exists, who was visibly the same.
She was in that Defenders book.
Yeah.
The last one.
Yeah, Valkyrie was in that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She was smooching.
She was part of Secret Avengers.
That's right.
For a while.
Right.
So she has been
It feels like she's
there.
Been present.
She's been present, yeah. But she hasn't had, I don't think, a big current standing. Like, very current in the past year.
Right.
But then there's also, talking about Jason Aaron's run, he introduced Thor's granddaughters.
Ooh.
But they're in, like, a different timeline kind of thing. But then they're, like, you never know. They've been, like, mixing timelines and crossing over and stuff. So if there's the three granddaughters, maybe one of them is going to step up and become one, which totally could be.
In the present day, but, like, a granddaughter that hasn't been actually born yet.
She's not. They're from future. Yeah. They're the ones I was talking about last
time.
Time
traveling child.
Where that never happens.
This isn't an X book.
Does her eye twinkle?
Dust.
Yeah. Do you have an allergy? Have an Asgardian allergy. But yeah, that totally could be. She was one of the three that kicked Galactus's ass and took his jaw off that I was talking about in the last.
Oh, that was in the future, though?
That was in the future. That was, like, the end of time kind of thing.
Fighting a Galactus reference. No, we're doing this one clean.
Yeah. But that, you never know. It could be one of those three. Could be Valkyrie. Could be somebody completely new. Thora Birch.
Could be. Oh, hey. That's not bad. But she's not blonde.
She's not blonde right now.
Maybe she'd bleach it for the role.
Yeah.
You know, I want her to have this role. I feel she's had some trouble because her creepy parents or creepy dad, so she's a good actress. She deserves it. Thora Birch for Thor.
There we go.
It's in the name.
It's right there.
I mean,
duh. That's it.
Duh.
That's it.
Hi there, multi-million dollar movie studio. Duh. he made fun of us on the internet. We better listen.
Yeah, definitely.
Duh.
I feel like we should make them pay our airfare to go to Hollywood so we can
cast everybody
at them. Yeah. Yeah, and also make fun of them.
Well, cast, and then you'd be like, those are the wrong ones.
Listen, Warner Brothers, you could use some of this right now.
Yeah. to go back, really, the outrage was just phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of it.
And for both. I mean, it was definitely crazy for both. Stuff. A lot, regardless. Like, and it was racism and sexism, so... Yeah.
And there's people awesome. Like, wow, why isn't it better Ray Bill? It's like, well, because that's not the story.
Because he's a horseman.
He's a horseman.
We've been there.
Yeah. And it was like, well, yeah, but you get, like,
this, but I mean, we've
again, like Captain America, that there's been several of them, and that have taken his place.
Yep.
There's several that have picked up the hammer.
Yep.
And whether it's picking up the hammer or picking up another hammer and taking kind of the Thor-ish role.
Yeah. Taking on at least a similar, yeah, like the same power, the same kind of image. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Even if it's not actually Mjolnir, I mean, like,
yeah,
you know, regardless, even still
Captain America picked up the hammer.
Yeah.
At one point. And he was, because he was worthy. So,
well,
like,
of course.
Of course he was.
He's a special guy.
He's special.
There's another guy I think would not be worthy, but we'll get to him soon enough.
So, what else has been introduced? We mentioned it already.
Yes. The Superior Iron Man.
Which I don't really know anything about. I don't know if anybody does, really.
I don't know much. I mean, like, they had, like, you know, they have those,
The pick.
Yeah, those, like, teasers where it just has one title and, like, the logo and whatnot, and it just said Superior, and everyone's like, oh, shit, they're bringing back Superior Spider-Man. Nope.
Swerve! It has been stated that this is not Doc Ock.
Yeah. Swerve! It's Iron Man this time. But the weird part is, based on interviews I've read, and again, they're preview interviews, they could definitely be fudging the facts or just lying, but they're saying that this is Tony Stark as Iron Man, and he's not being, like, brainwashed or taken over or anything like that. He's just, whatever he's event stuff he's coming out of apparently changes him, and he gets even more egotistical and arrogant and dark. Which, you know, if that's true,
didn't he just do that?
Yeah, it, like, feels like he's constantly doing that. Like, I get that.
Although, you know what? I saw an interesting thing today. And I don't read Iron Man. I haven't been following it for a very long time.
Right.
I think the last thing I got was Extremis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I read the Fraction, Matt Fraction, Salvador Larroca run, which was very, very good.
Yeah.
Like, I will always recommend that run. That was excellent. Like, I think it handled Tony Stark being a very, very flawed guy with a lot of bad sort of impulses who's trying. You know what I meant? Like, I thought it did a good job of that. Like, he made a mess, and it, you know what I mean? But he wasn't a bad guy deep down. So I felt like they did a pretty good job of making him someone you could root for, even though at times it was hard to.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of, that's kind of the balance you have to hit for that character.
Yeah, yeah.
The gist I'm getting of this run is,
you need the love and the hate.
Yeah. I mean, like, again, like, he's not trying to do bad things. I think he's just sort of somebody who's, like, made messes in his life, and he's not necessarily the guy, you know, he's not necessarily, like, too on top of, like, not doing that again in the future.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he's trying his best. He's got certain impulses he's trying to control.
Well, the thing that I
he's
saw,
trying to do good.
Yeah. The thing I saw just recently, Rob, at Hill City, where I get my comics, we were talking about Iron Man stuff and all that, like the Thor and Captain America, blah, blah, blah. And again, I don't read Iron Man, but he's like, oh, have you been following that? That they reintroduced kind of Arno Stark.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't know. And they've introduced him as the actual son of Howard Stark, and Tony is actually adopted.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which I didn't know anything about. But he just told me that kind of on the fly, and I was like, oh, that's weird. And I didn't know if that had anything to do with the Superior thing. Then just today, I happened to see, and I could be totally randomly connecting things that have no connection, but Robert Downey Jr. is not going to be playing Iron Man for very long. And that's been kind of hinted at for a while now. Because because he can't carry the series on and on.
He's of a certain age, I guess. He's Hollywood, however old he is, which means he looks about 20 years younger than
But then it's also like he's done like whatever five, seven movies as that character.
Does he
want to do that? No, probably. And probably can't afford him anymore.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. He's expensive.
Yeah.
And to his credit, and I'll never, and again, like, however much money they have to pay him to be in those movies, as far as I'm concerned, I'm like, hey, he's earned it, because this entire giant movie franchise has been built on him. Like, he's the Iron Man's
he's the linchpin big success. Of that
thing. Yeah. Like, Iron Man's but big success was
And that's
him.
What I've seen is that them people discussing that, well, here's they're talking about, and I don't know if they're connecting the comics like, without really any actual substance or truth to it, but saying, well, they're going to introduce Arno Stark into the movie somehow, and he's going to supplant him as the Iron Man and somehow take him out. Like, whether you kill him, whatever, kill Tony, and then Arno becomes an Iron Man. Like, he's the solution. So, and that's, I've just seen little blurbs about that here and there.
Okay.
And it was just weird because it was all within the same couple of days that Rob tells me this, and then I see this, and I was like, what? I haven't heard Arno Stark's names, like, since crappy 90s stuff when I left
Iron
comics
Man 2020.
Going, oh, dear God. He's got the big,
the
crappy
gears. He's got
and,
the gear shoulders.
Look at me, I've got an angry Iron Man face.
And to me, I don't know, I didn't really know that much about the character, but I thought, isn't he a future character? He's not, how could he be Howard's son when he's, like, in the future?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did his sperm
you guys,
travel
though.
Into the future?
Sliding timeline.
Yeah, sliding timeline. So it'll all pan out in about 6 years.
Yeah.
But you guys, in general, like, even for the movies, it's like, you know, Don Cheadle's right there.
That, you know.
Totally.
It's not as if that's not happened in the comics or anything. I mean, like, he's already established being in his suit.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And it felt like even in Iron Man 3, they, like, you know, instead of him being War Machine, he was Iron Patriot. They, like, took that into it. It was like, well, he's already got Iron in his name, and he's already proficient with the suit, so.
He is a man.
Yep. He's a man who has Iron in his title.
Not that that has anything to do with it.
No, it's not at all. I would actually, I mean, you know, I would, you know, Rescue. I'd watch a Rescue movie.
What? I didn't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's Pepper.
Oh.
Pepper has a has an Iron Man suit.
It's got super sweet force fields.
All right.
And she saves people.
The whole point is that she refused to be in a weapon, and he specifically knew that and was like, no, this specifically has no offensive power. It's just defensive.
Right.
It's just about saving people. So that'd be cool. I mean, they put her specifically in the suit in a scene there in Iron Man 3. Yeah. So it felt like, in a way, it's like you have options.
You've
here.
Set that up.
You
that.
You have some options if
to possibly.
Now we just got to make this thing pink, and we're going to be all set.
Hey, this is Marvel.
You know what? You
just
gotta
Marvel, not DC.
You just gotta make it fun.
To be fair, the Rescue costume is pink and white, so she does look like RC from Transformers.
I thought it was more of a red. I didn't think it was pink.
I think it's kind of pinky. Magenta?
Well, it was more. It had a reddishness to it in general, I thought.
It's red, pink, magenta. All right, guys.
We had a collective stroke in that sense.
I was specifically referring to, like, you know, every time you try to get, like, Supergirl merchandise.
Right.
It's always turned pink, even though she wears the same colors as Superman. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things.
Well, because girls like pink, right? All girls everywhere like pink, and boys do not like pink.
Yeah.
When I see it, it makes me super angry.
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
You turn into an angry pink rage monster.
Well, good night, everybody.
Pink Hulk, that's the new one.
Hulk.
They've done every other color.
Hulk.
Pulk.
The Angry Pulk.
The Angry Pulk. What? Something else just happened in comics, or it happened, I guess, a week ago.
What's that, Bri?
What could it be?
I don't know. Bing, bing!
It's another thing that's gotten a lot of reaction online, and actually I saw it trending all over the place in Life with Archie.
Yeah.
Is no longer Life with Archie because he got shot to death. And again, that was the, which I guess a lot of people maybe didn't realize in the mainstream media. Maybe that's on purpose because they want people to react, but it's like an alternate reality Archie.
Yeah, it's the extended timeline Archie.
Like,
he's actually, like, way past, you know, past high school and...
So it's not canon, basically, is what's up. But in as much as anything in Archie is... But, basically what happened was, Kevin Keller, who is, introduced several years ago, he's, sort of the openly gay member of the Archie
gang.
Universe, the gang, exactly. So this is, like, in the future where he's a senator, he's been elected senator, there was much controversy, there was a Life with Archie issue where he got, married. So there was like a gay marriage issue of Archie, Life with Archie, and a lot of people were freaking out about that online when they heard about that. And in this issue, if they didn't make
Did he marry Black Captain America?
No.
Well, he did marry a black soldier.
Oh!
So close.
I was pretty close. Yeah.
He didn't actually marry Sam Wilson.
He's like, you're my Falcon.
His name was Fran Frelson.
You can get me out on the Falcon.
Making those Han Solo references wherever we can.
Yeah, wherever I can.
Anyway, so that was controversial in itself. And if Archie... And I'll give him this. Archie, I've mentioned this before. I am very, very impressed with some of the moves they've made in recent years. But yeah. So that issue itself being kind of a very firmly like, hey, this is what we believe in. We believe in, you know, equality and being inclusive, which is awesome to see. And in this one... They could not have made this one more clear where exactly they fall on the political spectrum because a crazed, bigoted gunman tried to kill Kevin Keller, and Archie jumped in the way of the bullet to save him and died saving his friend, his gay friend.
That sounds mocking. I don't mean that to sound mocking.
No.
It is sad. It's not. It is a sad trombone. The trombone's crying.
Yeah. Yeah. If anything, the trombone is laughing at the bigoted gunman of the world.
This has been episode 13. We're not patronizing you. We swear to God.
No, we really swear. And I haven't had a chance to go to the comic store in the last week, but... If it's there, I'm going to pick that one up for sure, because, I mean, again, like, I can appreciate that, because it's just trying to, you know, I think that's them very specifically trying to sort of make a statement and take a stand.
I really like the idea. I just like the storyline, and I like the idea of killing off main characters. No, I just, I everybody always survives, and especially in the world of Archie. Like, he's been perpetually the same age, doing the same thing over... We've talked a little bit about this in the past. Or just the same shtick over and over again. And so, like you said, they've gone leaps and bounds in it. And
they've gotten ballsy.
They've gotten ballsy. Like,
we haven't even talked about Afterlife with Archie, which is, like, just so good.
I actually just read that maybe about a month ago. I picked up the trade when it came out.
Yeah.
And everybody been talking about it. I was like, okay, I'm the zombie guy, I guess. And I read it, and I was fucking blown away. That was fantastically done. Not just like, that was a good story. It was like, holy shit, was that ever a good story. Really well done.
Oh, yeah. Very excellent. It's funny how you mentioned, like, oh, yeah, I'm the zombie guy. And I did just spend, like, 5 or so or 6 hours with you. And every time somebody came into our area that went to our table, it was just like, hey, here's my graphic novel about zombies, and here's my other graphic novel...
Frankenstein fighting zombies.
With zombies. There's also zombies in there.
to clarify, Victor's Legacy is about... It's the continuing story of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Written by Matt Jowett and Andrew Sukram from Winnipeg.
Shout out
to Sukram. And it's... in the original Mary Shelley story, in the original novel... As opposed to many of the movies, the monster does not die, and it survives at the end, it just disappears into the ice. So it's several hundred years later, comes out of seclusion to discover there's been a zombie apocalypse around the world, and there's just pockets of humanity left around. And so he has to decide whether to help humanity who's hunted and killed him, or tried to kill him his entire life, or to just let them fend on their own. Just for sake of clarity, that's what that story is about.
Right.
But the thing is, that book, and nowadays, which is Zombie Apocalypse based in Northwestern Ontario,
two different things, totally different kind of thing.
I didn't write either of them. Let me just clarify, and I always clarify this. They're like, oh, you like zombie stories? I was like, no, I just keep hooking up with writers that all seem to be going.
My favorite part of that is how automatically and flawlessly you just write right into the, like, the pitch sort of kind of like.
Do you know how many cons I've worked now?
Oh, like, a lot.
I know exactly how to do this now.
You got it down, man.
You gotta tell somebody the story.
We will get that eventually.
Yes.
You gotta tell somebody the story.
I actually managed to figure out, I was sort of trying to explain to people what my comic was, and I actually sort of like had a one-liner for it that everyone laughed at.
You need a hooker one-liner or that gives them a funny thing or just an informative thing that's like, oh.
I've been doing that comic for 5 years, and just today I actually understood what the tagline was. So, you know, I was good. You're good.
There you go. There you go.
What is that tagline?
Oh, it's the comic is basically about what happens after God gets fired from his job.
Sounds like a read.
It does indeed.
I'd love to read that comic.
But we'll get to that in a minute. I mean, I haven't actually read that issue yet, but I find it very funny that the things that get such a negative reaction online, like Falcon as Captain America, like the female Thor, like Archie dying protecting his gay friend, the stuff that seems to get people all worked up and angry seems to be stuff that is at least trying to, I think, make a stance in being kind of progressive and being kind of inclusive.
I don't want to be this shit disturber here, but
it is what that little name tag you have on you.
And I totally don't agree with them. I think these are fantastic storylines and excellent ways to go. But I see some people's points that they're like, oh, it's the PC police. Like, it is very PC stuff. But I think that's coming from people who have a perspective that PC can go too far at times. But at the same time, they're the kind of people that recoil against any of it.
Well, I would disagree. I think that when people say PC police, which is a stupid thing to say.
It is.
But that's based on them.
Yeah,
they're
dummy.
Their default. They're people that, like, their default is, like, straight white male. Anything that's not that, they're going to, like, scream PC police because it's representing people that exist in the world, in our society, that aren't them. And that's, you know what I mean? Like, that's what comics should be doing. That's what media should be doing. That doesn't do very well. It doesn't do it enough. So whenever there's kind of, you know, even if it's not, even if there are flaws to it, I can appreciate the attempt.
I think this seems to be, from what I've read of people's responses, this is largely where it's coming from. It's that sort of point of view.
Right.
Although, again, I kind of talked about it a bit, but like the whole Thor reaction, a lot of it was skewed, and people didn't seem to not really understand that these are two different characters. That it's not Thor
right. Suddenly
has breasts, and here we go.
But again,
and people, they were like, "Oh, here's the PC police, gotta make it a woman, blah blah. Oh, it's my favorite character." I'm like, "Well, obviously, it's not your favorite character."
Again, though, Loki.
You know, if something movie. Like that were to make you jump off the book, you don't have that much love for it.
Yeah, no. Exactly. And then it's like, well, if you actually read the article that these comments are right beneath, you'll see that it's not, the character does not go away. Thor, right. Male Thor is still there. And it's like, oh, here's a female Thor. They're starting two different books. You're all fine. Everything's good. You can.
Again, though, like Loki was a woman.
Yeah.
For a while.
And Loki was one of my favorite runs with Loki.
It's sort of the weird thing is, if they were actually making Thor, like, actual Thor into a woman, like, in a way that they did in, like, the Earth-X, was that?
Yeah.
I would actually be more interested to read that in a way if they actually sort of explored sort of gender and sexuality in an interesting way with Thor. I'd actually be very interested to read that.
Yeah.
They're not exactly doing that.
No.
That's fine, because again, like, this still could be a good run and stuff. It could be a really interesting story, but I mean, even if they were doing the thing that they're not doing, that people are, like, upset assuming they're going to do that, I don't, again, like, is there really a need for outrage for that? It just seems I can't understand that personally, but that's just me.
Well, we've heard good talk, guys. We've heard both sides, I think.
Yeah, we got into some issues. We got into some current events. This is
some zero issues.
Yeah. This is the first episode of Zero Issues you can apply topically. I'm done. I'm out.
All right. I've been Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM. Merc on Facebook or nowadays. Find me. Say hi. Please do.
He brought cookies to us today, so that was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Cookies. That was my wife. My wife baked us cookies.
Aw. Nice. Thank you.
She's fourth member of the podcast.
It's not you, listeners. It's not you.
Ooh.
Well, we're not like a Beatles thing, I don't think.
Yeah.
No.
More like the monkeys, if anything.
Hey, with the monkeys.
Truly like hearing that. My wife is a massive monkeys fan.
Is she? Yeah, that's right.
She is indeed.
Right.
Oh, and that, also, I think I might have mentioned it. Did we record the last ones before or after I got married?
No, after, because that last one you...
I say congratulate me? Please still do it, though, because I got married recently.
He's a married man.
It's true. And I might as well just go in with that. My name is Bri. I'm Bri Kotick. I do Welcome to Hereafter at welcometohereafter.com. And if you look up my name on the internet, you'll probably find some stuff. It's Bri Kotick. Hi.
How do you spell Kotick?
K-O-T-Y-K. First name, B-R-Y.
Why? How do you spell Kotick?
Yeah.
Now you're...
O-O-P.
And I'm Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at skiNinjas.com. It's spelt the way it sounds. So you're smart. You can get there. I'll see you there. I'll race you. Go.
He's already there. You lost.
Can I end with another song?
Yes.
I would be upset if you didn't.
I wrote two.
This is amazing.
This is the first one I wrote.
Man, when we hit double digits, we got weird.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those that try to oppose his shield must yield. He'll kick in a punch, but not really much. He'll take away your rights, but he'll take you out to lunch. When Captain America throws his mighty shield.
That is for you to know. That's not my problem. I sleep now.